Now that the charges against Ted Stevens have been dismissed, the former senator may soon be able to practice law again in the District of Columbia. His license was suspended last fall in both D.C. and California after he was convicted of lying on financial disclosure forms about gifts. But this week, Judge Emmett Sullivan threw out the guilty verdict and tossed the indictment because of prosecutorial misconduct. That means Stevens will likely soon have his law license reinstated. The District of Columbia Court of Appeals clerk says as soon as the local bar association or Stevens' lawyer contacts the court, the process will start to reinstate his license. That's likely to happen within a week. The Alaska Bar Association has also dropped its attempt to have Stevens' license suspended in Alaska. Stevens was fighting the suspension on the grounds that he planned to appeal his case, and the license was on inactive status anyway. Both sides were arguing their positions in motions to the Alaska Supreme Court. But after Stevens' conviction was thrown out this week, the Alaska Bar Association's counsel, Stephen Van Gore, withdrew their suspension request.
The court had not acted on the request for interim suspension. And in light of Judge Sullivan's order, it was appropriate for us to withdraw our motion because the basis of the motion disappeared.
Stevens has not said whether he plans to practice law in either Alaska or Washington. The 85-year-old faces paying for legal fees from his trial, estimated to be in the $2 million range.